This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2022. We'll be out next week and the following week. Steve O'Brien's going to be doing, and cohorts are going to be doing a special broadcast on New Year's Day, so it'll be a while before I'm back in the saddle here. Just a little bit congested today. Apologize for the voice. The post-millennial, a group of Pennsylvania parents were surprised to learn recently that their children had been taken to see a drag queen performing in a pantomime rendition of Alice in Wonderland. We'll do a real short version of this. The school defended their position, even though several drag performers on stage with one twerking on another character. So, yeah, school's just taking, I mean, this drag queen thing, how that's exploded. That's another example in the last 10 years. And Bruce liked this one. Back when I was playing in a band, I wrote the, I rewrote the lyrics to Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, and I changed it to Why Would God Bless the USA, and then through the chorus and verses, I had, you know, I had my reasoning. And, you know, just about everyone, the singer that we had wouldn't sing it, so when we performed it, I had to sing it. And just about everywhere I did that, somebody in the crowd wanted to fight over it. All right, going to the phones, 512-248-8252. You know, support RBN. If you enjoy this broadcast, it's important. Keep the network on the air. Donate to RBN. Bruce, Daryl, Jerry, Paul, and Jeff coming up. Bruce, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm doing fine. Sorry about that. Lee Greenwood, I heard he's Jewish. Have you heard that?
No, I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, he had that song right on time for 9/11, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, and they paraded him around, and he performed that. Everywhere you looked after 9/11, I remember that. That's true.
Yeah, and what this lab-grown meat that's in the headquarters or the corporate headquarters is in Israel, it's every time, isn't it?
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
So I guess I'll go in and get a double slime burger with fake cheese. That's where America is now.
And they're going to make these things with, like, 3D printers and stuff? I mean, I don't even understand the technology that's going on here.
Uh-huh. You know, Ye and his I Love Hitler, you know, it kind of makes sense to me now. When you understand, have you ever heard of the book or read it? I believe it's still available on Amazon, Hitler's Jewish Soldiers.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he had between 100,000 and 150,000 Jewish soldiers in various arms in the military in World War II. And I also, I read a diary excerpt of this Jewish gun collector who had, you know, pistols or what have you, and he lived in Berlin. And in his diary, he said that, you know, the Gestapo paid him like two visits, and all they wanted to do was make sure he still had them in his possession. Now... You know, so this tells me that, you know, Hitler didn't take the guns, you know. And if you have Jewish soldiers fighting in your military, well, if there was a Holocaust and Hitler was a maniac, like Biden says, and wouldn't they be in a death camp too?
Well, and you know, to Bruce, the military for Germany was the most diverse. I mean, no, I didn't know it had that many Jews in it. I knew there were, and there were some high-ranking Jews. I did know that, mm-hmm. But there was several different races of people that came and joined to fight in the German army. It was one of the most diverse militaries ever, and I've got the paperwork, a copy of the paperwork that you had to fill out to have a gun if you were a German citizen. It's real simple paperwork. They wanted you to have a gun. So when you hear people like Alex Jones say, Mao took the guns, Hitler took the guns, you know, I couldn't tell you how many times that. I don't know about Mao, but I know Hitler didn't. I've got the paperwork that you filled out and submitted to have a gun, and it was just real simple. He wanted the German people to be armed.
Right. And so this whole narrative that Kanye West kind of shook up and brought to the public's attention is, you know, it's that's what made them panic. But anyhow, I'm going to get to my topic here. That way the other people can come on. Up here on the Gateway Pundit, latest FBI report, D.C. judge finds two young Trump supporters guilty for walking into the U.S. Capitol and then leaving when asked to face up to 20 years in prison. Two young Trump supporters, Luke Bender, 22, and Landon Mitchell, 32, from Texas, were found guilty by D.C. Judge Berthel Howell on Wednesday. All right, they went in and they took selfies. They looked at some pictures. The police told them to leave, and they left. That's what they did, okay? And now I don't know what happened to a trial by jury. I don't have the details on it. And so I looked up this judge, you know, and it seems like every time, all right? Berthel A. Howell, the Chief United States District Judge in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. She was a federal judge supervising the grand jury for the special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. elections. Personal life, et cetera, et cetera. She is Jewish. You know, this is Noahide laws. We're living in Noahide laws. And the New World Order, the One World Government, is evidently upon us.
I believe you're right, Bruce. I believe you're right. In so many different aspects of what there's no justice. I mean, that's ruining these two young people's lives when no one was harmed. They didn't break any, they allowed the people into the building. You know, they opened some of the doors willfully. It's just, and the fact that nobody does anything about, and the fact that those January Sixers are still in jail all this time later without their day in court, it's just horrible.
And you know why? Because these are filthy goyim who are, you know, being resistant to the rule that's over them, to the corruption. That's essentially what it is. You know, we're hackable animals. We're the goyim. That's how they see us, and that's how they're going to treat us. Everybody has to wake up to this.
Isn't it amazing, that video clip that I played of what the World Economic Forum said, just like what you just said, hackable animals? I mean, they're not hiding this from us. They're telling us to our face.
Yeah. You know, RT's been now sanctioned, and they're seizing their assets in the European Union.
I had read that. It's incredible. They're going to stifle all free speech. I mean, they'll do something with Musk. I don't know what it'll be. Then, and even though he's releasing all this information that just shows the criminality and the corruption, there'll be no accountability. I'll believe it when I see it, and I've yet to see it.
Yeah, you mentioned JFK, so I'm going to go back to that. William Cooper, you know, his assertion was the driver shot him because they both turned around, the two Secret Service agents in the front. The vehicle also slowed down. This was according to Fetzer, that you can see it in the video. They were turning around to make sure to slow down, to make sure Jackie could do her thing. That's why else would they turn around, you know, and slow down? If your gunshots are, bullets are flying, you're going to press the accelerator. You're not going to slow down, turn around, and look.
That's the truth.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Hey, thank you, Bruce. It's just incredible. All right. Daryl in Canada, Jerry, Paul, and Jeff coming up. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Doing great, Farron. Thank you. And thank you for that mention earlier in your show. To Bruce, yeah, every single time there's a reason. I think David Duke coined that. It's on the internet all over the place. Yeah, like Howell and all the rest of them, every single time. You know, the first part of your show, you played that incredible clip there, Farron, from the X-Files. I mean, if they tried doing that, was like, what, 6 years ago? If they tried doing that now, the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, whoever, would contact them like they did Twitter and Facebook and or the legacy media probably also, and with a very sharp elbow in their ribs tell them, don't play this clip or we're going to cancel your show or cancel the show or stuff. I mean, their reach is incredible. I mean, Trump came out the other day and, well, he's been talking about that, but I don't want to get into politics after what happened last 6 weeks ago or so. That baby Alex story. Yeah. Yeah, you did earlier. And his parents specifically told that Spokane, Washington hospital, if you don't get the, if it's vax blood, do not put it in my baby. They got a family member from the, or not a family member, a church member from their church to give the blood, and they charged a fee. They actually charged an extra fee to the family, so they have to give this different blood, so it's an extra charge. So what they did was, it looks like they just put that church member's blood in their general pool and gave the kid the pool of blood. And you know, it's Spokane, Washington, Farron. You know, it's going to be 90% vaxxed. So that was just essentially a full vaxxed dose that he got, and he died 12 days later. I mean, you got to avoid these hospitals like the plague. It's like a last resort, folks, to go there. It's like being around prolonged breathing with people that are vaxxed or touching them or getting in contact with them. Just do not, especially when they've been newly vaxxed. You cannot trust any of the health system, Farron. I mean, and they tried to deny. Imagine the audacity trying to say that they didn't have this baby in their custody. They had him in their operating room. They sent documents all over the place to their family and stuff, that you pay this, you pay that, and all this other stuff. How do they think they're going to get away with something like that? It just goes to show you what the dire straits you have to be in to go to a hospital these days.
Well, and, you know, Darryl, like I was saying at the end of that story, if we're down to the ability that hospitals can just willy-nilly deny that they even performed surgeries and that the child or the person died as a result, I mean, we're to the point that there's no truth in nothing, that everything can just be complete BS and with no accountability.
Yeah, it's like those old stories from behind the Iron Curtain back in the 50s and 60s stuff, that people just disappear and they didn't even know they were around, or North Korea, you know, they weren't there. Like I say, just don't go. Hey, how about this Governor Greg Abbott? I mean, do you remember, Farron, about, what was it, in the spring, somewhere April, May or something? He had, I think, four of those Mexican province and governors or whatever they call them. He brought them over into Austin and they had a press conference together. Do you remember that? And he was telling them, and he shut down, remember there was kind of a shutdown of the government, of the border there for a few days by inspecting these trucks, because apparently about a third or 25% of these Mexican trucks coming across did not meet the standards. There's a little thing here, a little thing there that they stopped them. So they held the border up. There were miles of trucks because that was kind of the threat. That was just kind of the thing they were dangling in front of those governors, that stop this illegal aliens from coming across, do something, put the border, put their own troops on the border like Trump made them do, for instead of charging them a 5 or 10% tariff, and or we're going to do this. So I think they did it for a while, but now the surge is even worse. So where's Greg Abbott? Like, he said he was going to do the or else. Well, he's not doing nothing now. He's allowing all this to happen. Why doesn't he get recall those four governors of those borders that of Mexico that border Texas and threaten them again? But no, it's actually gotten a lot worse. And what are we going to get, 12,000 people when Title 42 is lifted? It's just going to get exponentially worse. And how about this one? Biden was telling Doug Ducey to take all, like, Ducey did stack those containers, those shipping containers, with barbed wire on top, and plugged a bunch of holes and pretty much somewhat secured the border of Arizona. But Biden told him to take it off, but he didn't, of course. Good for him. But what about when Hobbs takes over? She's going to get over there with bulldozers or whatever, and start taking all those things off on the 2nd of January. So the people are going to be coming across like crazy in Arizona. Maybe that might explain why there's so many people coming across in Texas, because it's hard to get across in Arizona because of those containers. But not anymore. As soon as Kathy Hobbs takes over there, she's going to pull all that stuff off, and they'll be flowing across like crazy everywhere. There's no stopping them. It's not just going to be Texas. Texas might be a little happy about, actually, at the beginning of the year, because when those containers are moved, maybe some of that will be alleviated from them, Karen.
I just don't see why there's never a governor. If I was governor of Texas, I would I would deputize however many, 10,000 people, 50,000 people. I'd put them on the border, and if I could catch Biden inside the territory of Texas, I'd have him arrested, you know? And I maybe would never be able to leave Texas, or I maybe would have to flee Texas after I was governor. Who knows? But somebody do something. I don't understand. I mean, they just go along and things just continue to get worse and worse and worse. And it's quite the big downer, I'll tell you that much. But hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your phone call, Daryl. I'm going to jump off and I'm going to get everybody on. We've got Jerry, Paul, Jeff, and David coming up. Jerry in Chicago, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron. I'm wanting to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I hope a justice new year for all. Long time no talk to. And that's the other thing, too, I got to ask you. I mean, it's going to have to get bloody. And my thing is that not every politician is a bad politician, but there isn't any politician out there that doesn't know of at least one. So it's the same thing with the police. So at some point, I think we're just going to have to reach in the old footlocker and pull out the pistols and the rifles, and we're going to have to go hunting. And I'm sorry to say it. I mean, I would hate to see it come to that, but we've got all three branches of government against us. And we, the people, we make up the government. So at some point, there's going to have to be a bloody revolution in this country. Now, I know they got the tanks and the F-35s and the Cobra helicopters, you know, and the nuclear, and their hands on the nuclear weapons. So, I mean, at some point, we would have to face off against the military. And what's with the military, guys? I have to ask this question because I've never been in it. And I never swore an oath to defend this country against foreign and domestic. But if they don't see a domestic problem in this country, and why are they sitting on their hands? And I've asked guys that were in the military, I said, you see what's going on. I said, and you swore an oath. Does that oath mean anything to you? And they just give you a look of somber, like they're in the same position we are. What do we do?
Well, you know, Jerry, I've got some cousins that's veterans that were in the military, and I think it's so hard for veterans. Now, we got some veterans in this listening audience that's crossed the Rubicon, but those that have spent their life or have been in combat fighting for this country, and they go around, they get a free dinner or breakfast or whatever at the Waffle House on Veterans Day or whatever. It's just so hard for them to come to grips with the fact that these wars were unnecessary, and they want to have a blind eye to what the reality is. Not all of them, but I think there's a large segment. Because if you look at it, and you know this, Jerry, if you look at it with an open mind of what the reality is with the corruption of the government and the mask-off intent for tyranny, it's undeniable. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take in this country for people to have had enough. I mean, I just done the story. The schools are taking your kids to drag queen events without your permission and telling you to sit down and shut up. And if you complain about it, the FBI says you're a domestic terrorist. I mean, how much worse does it have to get?
Well, I don't know if you heard about the Down syndrome child just last week getting kind of harassed and beat up in the bathroom by part of the wrestling team at York High School in Elmhurst here. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I did not, Jerry. I tell you what, we'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Paul, Jeff, David, Dan coming up. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back on the medium, taking phone calls all this hour. We are back to Jerry in Chicago. You wanted to tell us about fight in the bathroom. Go ahead and wrap that up for us, Jerry. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, one of the kids decided to put it on his video phone, thought it was funny, and it went on YouTube. But I'm surprised people didn't hear it around the country. But it's a big deal. And, you know, where's the parents' accountability? Where's the school board's accountability? Where is the principal and the teaching staff's accountability for something like this happening? And how come these kids between 14 and 18 years old didn't know right from wrong, and you're not supposed to rough up and beat up a Down syndrome student in the bathroom? So it lies with the parents. And, I mean, I understand this with generations over the years that it's just gotten more relaxed. We're going to pop out a kid, and we're just going to let the kid do whatever they want to do. And I don't know. But, hey, I can go on forever. So thanks a lot. And, again, have a Merry Christmas, Baron. Thank you very much for being out there.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how you doing today? Hey there, Paul. Did Paul drop?
Baron.
Hey there.
No, I'm
hey,
here.
Paul.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Baron. Listen, just to touch on the Down syndrome kid, what's he doing in a high school with normal children? He shouldn't be in that school. And I would also argue, when I was brought up in Long Island, New York, and I attended, by the way, a very Jewish public school, the bullying was endless. It was endless. So, I would argue a little bullying is good for kids, because boys particularly, because it toughens them up and gets them used to being bullied and how to handle those situations. So if you're going to treat people equally, then the Down kid, syndrome kid lead also. Yeah. Why just because he's got Down syndrome, he's full. Why he doesn't get bullied just because he's got syndrome, but the normal kids get bullied? But anyway, listen, Farron, what I called about particularly, and I want to be brief, is I want to ask you, Farron, did you buy your Donald Trump digital ink cart? Farron, you there?
Hey, it's a little bit choppy. Is that on me, Sam, or it's on Paul? All right, ask me that question again, Paul.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you bought your Donald Trump digital trading card yet.
No, I have not.
Yeah. You know, it's only $99 for each card, Farron. And imagine, Donald Trump thinks his followers will want to look at it on their computer screens. You know, when the man barely has any dignity left, Farron, that's one of the last things he does. He drummed it up. It was going to be a big surprise announcement. And then he comes out with his digital trading card that adults are supposed to collect on their computers. Farron, too lazy to actually print one out and too greedy to charge $99 for it.
Wow,
it's really disgraceful that
I did not know about this.
Look it up. It's just it's just disgraceful. Although I will say, on the way out, I bet Jamie Kelso collects them all, because you know he's such a Trump fan. And anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your audience, and I'll go because my phone's funky today. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, I was unaware of that. I was completely unaware of that. I have to check that out. But nothing surprises me. I appreciate you sharing that, Paul. Jeff in Utah. Breck's going to get you. I'll hold you over. What's on your mind, Jeff?
How you doing? I wanted to tell you the next pandemic government fake virus that comes out is going to be probably in the next 2 to 3 months. It's called a catastrophic contagion. They war gamed it the other day, just like they did in Event 201 before the fake pandemic of COVID. So get ready for more lockdowns and then slow descent into the New World Order. That's first. Second of all, George Soros, someone was talking about earlier, George Soros is a Jew who helped the Nazis, ratted out the Jews, told them who had weapons, who had valuables, so the Nazis could go in and steal all of their stuff. That's the same George Soros who bailed out Donald, the actor, puppet Trump, out of his Trump Tower debacle, and he had six other bankruptcies that the Rothschilds bailed him out from. Donald Trump's a billionaire, but he has to fleece his loser followers out of $99 for that, you know, the coin that he was, the guy before was just talking about. He has no shame whatsoever. Also, on JFK, if you look at the Zapruder film, the driver clearly turns around and shoots JFK. So Jackie Onassis wasn't a killer, however, she was a whore. And, get ready for the next pandemic, because that's what's coming. And also, I'd like to say the reason that Bruce doesn't believe in God or the power of prayer, Bruce in Texas, is because he's a godless heathen.
All right, gentlemen, let's try to play pretty. But anything else you want to add, Jeff?
I think I got it all in right there.
All right, thank you so much. I remember when, actually, Bill Cooper was on, like, some local TV show, and they covered his version of JFK. That's somewhere on the internet. I've seen it. I think I've got music. I got music. We'll come back with David in Iowa, Tom, then Patrick in Texas. If you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Baird in the studio taking your phone calls. I wanted to remind everyone we're in week 6 of the John Stadtmiller book dive, The Web of Debt, The Shocking Truth About Our Money System and How We Can Break Free by Ellen Hodgson Brown is the book this week. You can check it out on the website, get more information. We're going back to the phones. David in Iowa, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Karen, doing pretty good. Couple of quick things here. The best way to watch that clot shot movie that died suddenly, you can key it in on the search, but you get a lot of left-wing gobbledygook when you do that. So just go to the libertyman.com, John Moore's website. Go down about a page, and it'll have died suddenly there. You can click right on and go through an hour of horror. Next thing, not a big fan of Eric Bolling, as a general rule. I was watching Tucker last night, and he took a break, and I clicked over to Eric, and the last 10 to 12 minutes of his show, he did an awesome segment on Musk's Neuralink, telling you about the brain chip and all that. That was excellent. You should listen to that. Another thing, Exposing the Lies of History, a new book by Reed Sainsbury, R-E-E-D S-A-I-N-S-B-U-R-Y. There's about 50 chapters in this book. It's about a 280-pager, 8.5 by 11. And it's got a chapter in there on Hitler, about 7 or 8 pages. Guess what? They lied to us about Hitler. All up one side and down the next. It's just amazing. It's an excellent book. One thing, kind of a little bit on the lighter side. I've always been kind of a Gunsmoke junkie. Last night, I was watching, and they had one of the color episodes towards the end there. This is the first time and the only time in all of the 20 years that I saw Marshall Dillon kiss a woman. I mean, he didn't just peck her on the cheek. He was doing a kiss. The actress's name was Michael Learned, L-E-A-R-N-E-D, a great actress. For that long a session, still 20 years, is the only time you ever kissed a woman. I never even kissed Miss Kitty. I can't believe it.
That is interesting. You know, Gunsmoke started out as a 30-minute broadcast. Dennis Weaver was on there. That was before Festus. And, you know, Miss Kitty, Amanda Blake, was one of the first people in Hollywood that died of AIDS. That's I'm not exactly sure how she got that or whatever, but you can look that up. She died of AIDS.
Of AIDS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I never heard that.
Yeah, I don't know how she got it. You probably can read and find out. I just remember, she died of AIDS. But all right, I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to try to get everybody on. We've got Tom Patrick, Dan, and Murr coming up. Tom in Utah, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Farron. I hate to beat a dead horse, but we're talking about the veterans today. I'm still laboring to defend and expose the poisoning of 34 million, which includes probably 5 to 10 million veterans. So I'm just asking my RBN friends to go back and review the information I have up on gassingamerica.com, or the easy way to go in is say, just plug in tominutah.us, where at the same time I'm also defending a veteran who's been accused of arson. And because he's poor and disabled, he has basically no defense power. That's tominutah.com. And you'll open it up and you'll see this gentleman who was a veteran from the Kuwait event. Because he has no money, has no power, they railroad him into a charge of arson to put him away. They intend to put him away for 15 years, but apparently my information has got through to the judge, and instead of that, they've given him basically a short jail sentence, but a lifetime of being accused of felony, which is a shame for a veteran. Anyway, still in the battle. So when you get a chance, go to tominutah.com or tominutah.us. And like I say, I hate to take advantage of my moment on the air, but I'm doing battle for my brothers.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tominutah.com, check it out. All right, Patrick in Texas, Dan and Murr, I'll get to both of you. Patrick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm good, Farron. I want to cite something out of Judge Dale's book, The Great American Adventure, page 99. The federal and state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations that call themselves governments. And the law is nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. And he also said the Civil War was a smokescreen to turn the country into a corporation. It was basically just a coup is what it was. Like Lincoln, he sent in his goons all over the nation there. In Missouri, the governor and the whole Senate ran for their lives because they knew that Lincoln was coming in with all his military, and they would probably kill him. So they flee to Texas. And when he did, when they all left, when they to come back in and try to, you know, reorganize their governments, you know, of course they were under Reconstruction, which were all being occupied by all the other northern loyalists, and we won't even allow them to occupy our own governments until we sort of acquiesce to all their, you know, everything they wanted. And they done all the paperwork for, you know, to show you how corrupt it is. It's like, you think like, take Oklahoma, and you say the state of Oklahoma, and then Oklahoma State. And only one is Oklahoma. The other two are corporations. That's how they mask everything. And, you know, so they turned it into a corporation, and we don't own anything. And so that's all I wanted to bring across is that, yeah, what you see is not real. It's a legal fiction. It's a corporation. What we have are foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves governments, and that's just Dale again. It's called mirroring. It's change everything into corporations. And I'll let you go. I don't want to go off too far. Let Mert step up here. Take care.
Thank you so much. Dan in Washington. Dan, thanks for holding. What's on your mind? Hey there, Dan.
Hey, there you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, like the last caller said, George Soros stealing property of, you know, Jews. That's an Alex Jones line. I don't think that they took any property that wasn't stolen to begin with. It's just like if we confiscated BlackRock and everybody that works for BlackRock's holdings, that's just justice to me. You know what I mean? I mean, that's, so as far as like, anyway, I think there's some misdirection. We need to focus more on BlackRock and Larry Fink, because Larry Fink, you know, as far as the United States, when the economy started to heat up, Larry Fink's the one that said, hey, we have to open the border more because wages are going up. You know, and Larry Fink and BlackRock, they're the ones buying up the houses in America, basically running our media and doing all this stuff. So sometimes I almost think like Larry Fink and BlackRock are kind of pushing a lot of this, you know, anti-Klaus Schwab stuff as a distraction. I'm not saying I'd support Klaus Schwab, but you think there, you know what I mean? There's some of this World Economic Forum stuff. It's just a kind of hype compared to what BlackRock is actually doing to us as Americans.
Well, you know, to your point, Dan, there's a lot of attention being given to Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. There's videos all over BitChute, Rumble. Alex Jones talks about it every day. But to your point, there's not a lot of discussion. I mean, we have it here on RBN, but out in normie world, a lot of people don't, if you say BlackRock, they don't even know what you're talking about. But they might know what you're talking about if you say Klaus Schwab. So that, right. That's a good point, that the light is not shown. And they have really, what you just saw, and I think we're probably at the end of it, but what has happened in the real estate market, where a 20-year-old single wide on 3/4 acre is selling for $100,000, where 10 years ago it sold for $32,000. It's unbelievable. And the people that bought houses in the last year, I don't see how they cannot be underwater eventually when the bubble pops. And the next thing is, they were able to get financing on these houses at these exorbitant rates. So we're going to see a correction in the real estate market. It's inevitable.
Well, exactly. And to that point, my thing is, BlackRock helped create the bubble by buying up. They were the ones buying all these houses for cash all over.
Oh yeah, paying top market, dollar. Paying
yeah,
top dollar
the market,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So when the, and now when the market crashes, because yeah, if you bought a house within the last, you know, but Yeah, what happens when the market crashes and BlackRock buys up half the houses in America? I mean, it's like literally going to buy up. There will be no private property in America anymore, you know?
And you, when that's, this thing, what we're seeing now is people that's got a home loan for 30 years with a 2 or 3% interest rate, they're not going to sell their house to go buy another house and pay 7% interest, you know, whereas where it's at now, or it's getting close. So I think a correction is inevitable in the real estate market, and a whole bunch of people is going to be underwater like they were in 2010.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And real quick, another point. The World Economic Forum, I don't know if they're for this BRIC system that Russia's setting up that's basically going to replace the dollar. But I was looking into this Lula guy in Brazil, and Alex Jones says, oh, he stole the election. And Bolsonaro, I think, was good on the vaccine stuff. But if you look into this Lula, he's not really a bad he basically helped form that BRIC system, and then he came out and supported Palestine, and then he, what else did he do? He, basically the Jews don't like Lula, is all I can tell. and he was making deals with Iran, and then they brought up all these fake charges against Lula and got him kicked out of office for something really small. It was like taking an apartment building or something. So I just kind of wonder, I mean, Alex Jones is pushing this, oh no, we got to support Bolsonaro, but the more Bolsonaro was, of course, a Zionist. So I guess I'm kind of on the fence on that one. I would just suggest people look into the Lula, and because I don't think the World Economic Forum is for the BRICS, you know, so that one clip you had, the guy said, Lula was supported by the World Economic Forum, but if he's for the BRIC system, I'm not so sure about that. So I'm not sure if the World Economic Forum is supporting this BRIC system, I guess.
I can't.
But I think that
I can't answer that either, Dan. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, all thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hi, Farron. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Yeah. You know, listening to everybody now, BlackRock, like what they want to do when they buy their block of stuff, you know, like a half a town or a whole town, and they like to paint white over nice brick houses and then the woodwork black. That's sort of their signature. So when you see that, you know. But I was just looking into Aaron Mostofsky. I'd meant to do that before. You know, he was the guy in the caveman outfit at the January 6th, right? But he stole a police vest, a bulletproof police vest, and he's the son of Shlomo Mostofsky, a Brooklyn judge. So I wanted to see how he was handled. Now, he was arrested January 2021, and but they apparently let him stay home. He was at his brother's house or whatever in Brooklyn, and then he was sentenced in May of this year, I guess it was, and he to serve 8 months, but I can't find out where he was supposed to serve, and then he's going to get a year release, you know, and 200 hours of community service and $2,000 fine. Now, how come nobody else can have that? I didn't see anybody else stealing stuff, you know? You know, I'm just saying, it's the usual usury suspects and the way they're handled with kid gloves, all right? And I couldn't find who the judge was that sentenced him, but, you know, it's all inside stuff for them. And you know, besides owning everything and running it. So I was just curious of that because I thought it very interesting to see how differently he was handled from everyone else. You know, the guy in there doing the Bible studies and they've got black African guards, they can't even have black American, they might have some empathy, right? And punched him in the eye socket, broke it, and blinded him in that eye. So, man, I've got to pray for these people. They need to get out of there. You know, they took a bunch of people out of there, but they left them in that scuzzy place. I guess they've arrested like 800 people. It's so ridiculous. And then that's another thing for the fear, try to keep people from standing up and speaking out. And that's what these goofy trials are. I'm not sure about Fetzer, but it's kind of funny. Nobody ever mentioned his wife. We don't know who his wife is, right? I mean, usually you know that stuff. But and with Alex, Miles Mathis, 8-page thing, and he doesn't even think like I do. He turned 61 on the 16th, right? But that body, you can tell, you know, time waits for no man or woman, mankind. But he, how could he be in Connecticut court and then on his show right after? And how could they have cameras in all these courts? They don't have cameras in courts. And how come a defendant, since when does a defendant go up and show his, show the judge his mouth is empty, that he's not chewing gum? You know, I mean, it's such malarkey. Why don't they just charge him with a national debt so we can all have a good laugh? You know, it's all scare tactics so you won't speak out.
Oh, I agree with you, Mars. It is scare tactics, and it's working on the American people. They're trying to make it to where the right or the patriots or those that oppose the agenda of the government are afraid to assemble, and it's really sad, but that's where it's at in this country. I got two more callers. Thank you so much for the phone.
Thanks.
For the phone caller. Let's Pat in Texas, and then Rick in Arizona. Pat, how you doing?
Hey, Farron, I just wanted to say that people that don't believe in God, they're going to have to get some other kind of help, because it's not even funny when you have an earthquake as bad as the one we just had. That they because they had one a month ago over there closer to Midland, Texas, and they felt it all the way in San Antonio and Austin. And so I don't think it's a good good thing to throw away God right now, because volcanoes are going off all over the world. And I think we have one here in Fort Worth. It's called Mount Eagle. I mean, there's volcano rock all over, and people can't explain it. I just want to say that. I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. And you saw from that clip, or you heard from that clip, World Economic Forum, God is dead. There is a concerted effort to, and the church has done a lot of it to itself, unfortunately, self-inflicted, but to move people out of having the solidation of a religion, I believe. I mean, it really is a war on Christmas. All right, Rick in Arizona. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Farron. I hope you're doing good. Yeah, you know, the scumbaggery of Alex Jones, you know, is, you know, always outdoes itself. He had a Gavin McGinnis on his show a few days ago, and he was, McGinnis was in New York, and Jones was in studio, and it was going really good. So Jones says, I think I need to fly you in down here to Austin and be in studio with me sometime in the next couple of weeks. And then Gavin McGinnis goes, first class? And then Jones fucking just realized that he's telling everybody he's bankrupt, right? So then he starts walking it back. It was really funny. I want to make a comment. I had breakfast with somebody I've known since I was a small kid, who's very wealthy. He started out as a broker right before the stock market crashed in 1987. Didn't come from any money or nothing. And so over breakfast, his wife got up and went to the bathroom, and he says, Rick, he says, you know, Warren Buffett said that it took him to be 69 years old to double his money. And he said, at 62, Rick, I doubled my money. And I said, okay, what you're telling me is you doubled your wealth in the last, what, couple of years? And he said, yes. No, I know for a fact that this guy bought a bank in 2013 that had $30 million in assets, because he had so much, he had such a big financial services company, which he owns, he's the principal of, that he had to do something with his cash, so he bought a bank. So I'm telling you that since COVID, these people in the financial services industry, and they doubled their net worth in a little over 2.5 years.
Okay. I absolutely believe that. Well, a lot of it's probably on home mortgages.
Well, you know, all these trillions that got pumped into the economy. You know, Biden gets a lot of heat for inflation. We got to remember, Trump pumped about a bunch of Trump. There's Trump trillions out there too, inflating the economy. These real estate people are behind. You know,
and they flooded the big pharma, got their turn at the wheel too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. I'm telling you, they doubled their wealth. And then if you're on the bottom end of the ticket, you know, if you're on Social Security, you've been inflated out of almost living for, you know, your money's been inflated into nothing. So you really got to scrape. So this on this top 1/10, whatever it is, doubled their money since COVID. So it's absolutely revolting. And,
Rick, let me grab Don real quick. He's the last caller. He's been on hold. We got about 2 minutes. But great point. Don in Arizona, you'll be the last caller. We got a couple of minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Hello, Farron. Yes, I don't know if you touched on the Kerry Lake lawsuit or not. I didn't hear your whole show, but there's still a chance. The county, she's suing the county. She wants either to be declared the victor or a re-vote. What she's asking for is the only way they can have relief. And they got a whole lot. She's got a lot of evidence. She's got witnesses. She's got whistleblowers. She's got affidavits. She's got videos. She's got a lot of evidence. And the judge, preliminary hearing, he scheduled the other hearing, and he told the county they can file for a motion to dismiss, but he's already got the it doesn't look like he's thinking he's going to dismiss, because he knows there's a lot of evidence. He's going to I might be wrong. I can't predict what the judge is going to do, but it looks like they're going to go to the trial, which will be next the 21st and 22nd. And if they go to the trial, I don't see how Kerry Lake can lose the trial. So I don't know what they'll end up doing, but it's still the mainstream media is not touching this with a 10-foot pole, because they hate Kerry Lake, everything about her. They hate her because she's a journalist, and she'll tell MSM they're full of bull, and she quit the mainstream media. She was a big anchor lady in Phoenix, and she's in this elite group that used to be big time in media and quit. You know, Michelle Malkin is one, Carrie's one, Greg Hunter's one has that show, and there's a few that were, you know, just couldn't stand it anymore. That's the reason Kerry Lake quit. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just saying that people think it's all over. It's not over. Katie Hobbs is not yet. If Katie Hobbs goes to trial, she'll probably, I don't know, what are they going to say? You know, I'd be interested to see if there is a trial. If this judge dismisses the case, okay, then he's in. But he didn't sound that way. He's a Mormon. They say he's a Mormon. A lot of the Mormons around here are known as honest people, and so he might give her a chance. He might give the chance of the trial a chance to proceed. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. I mean, who knows? We're out of time. 12 callers today. Thanks to all the callers. Thank you, all the listeners. Everyone have a happy Christmas and a merry new year. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.